Thank you so much, Audrey. Well, we're now going to turn things over to Christine James for a conversation involving the Brain Aneurysm Foundation. Christine.
That's right, Dan. Good afternoon. We are going to talk a little bit about the Brain Aneurysm Foundation, and we're going to introduce you to our starting line here at WATD. Some of the names you might know. One of them, Steve Trifoletti. We were just on with you, 12 hours ago, and we know Steve, of course, as an attorney, as the Plymouth Town moderator, and as an activist to let people know how important it is to be aware of what a brain aneurysm is. And Steve, let's start. I want you to tell me your personal experience and what started this, and then we're going to get to everybody else.
Christine, thank you for having us. I'm a brain aneurysm survivor. A number of years ago, I was rear-ended in a car accident. I went to the local hospital in Plymouth, and I was fine from the accident, but the emergency room doctor came in and said, "You need to see a neurosurgeon, you have a brain aneurysm." And less than a month later, I had brain surgery. They put a stent in my left vertebral artery, and as a result, they remodeled the artery and the brain aneurysm was gone. So I was very fortunate. It didn't pop, and I had a very good result. But during that time, the Brain Aneurysm Foundation was very supportive of me and my family as we were struggling to navigate the ways of dealing with the treatment for brain aneurysm. And so since that time, we've been delighted to be able to support the Brain Aneurysm Foundation. This is our sixth annual Brain Aneurysm After Hours. It's tomorrow night from 5 to 7 at Tavern on the Wharf in Plymouth. We do it to raise awareness and also to emphasize the advocacy and research efforts of the Brain Aneurysm Foundation.
Well, thank you. Now, Christine Buckley, you're the executive director of the Brain Aneurysm Foundation. First, tell our listeners, describe what a brain aneurysm actually is. I always picture an image of like a bloodline or an artery. I'm probably using the incorrect term, with a balloon in it.
No, you're pretty spot on there. But again, thank you, Christine, for having us. So an aneurysm is an outpouching in the artery in the brain. So it's a weakening of that vessel, and as blood flows through over time, and because of that pressure, that outpouching in balloon-type structure forms. And the danger of an aneurysm is not necessarily the existence of it, it's the when it ruptures. Mm-hmm. And so largest part of the organization's mission is to prevent these ruptures, to have early detection.
What about when you talk about early detection? Until Steve brought this to my attention several years ago, I really honestly had only heard basically nothing. Just you'd hear, oh, he was so young, he was in good shape, and he passed, oh, brain aneurysm. But that's all I knew. Nothing else. Is this something that doctors routinely test for?
Unfortunately, no. It's something that's being worked on to have it be something that, you know, becomes part of someone's health profile when they go to the doctors. But right now, 1 in 50 people are walking around with an unruptured brain aneurysm. Every 18 minutes, one ruptures, and there are 30,000 ruptures a year, and half of those people die. So again, we want to keep families and communities together by having people know that if you have a brain aneurysm, it is treatable. Not in all cases, when someone does have one, is treatment recommended, but as long as that person knows and they're being followed. So they run in families a lot. So, I mean, again, sharing that information and raising that awareness and educating people is probably some of the most important things that organizationally we need to do. And people like Steve have been great supporting us to get the word out into the communities.
And Christine, one of the reasons people don't often hear about this is because many people are reluctant to talk about it. You know, we've talked to many survivors who might be prominent in a community. They feel as though they'll lose support in either their work or other endeavors. And so they're reluctant to let people know. And certainly when I first started talking about it, some people said, "Oh, can you still handle my work?" And I said, "Of course I can." But one of the reasons that we're speaking out is to let people know that there is life after a brain aneurysm.
I believe it, because you look so fit right now. I think you could do a cartwheel. And I mean that with all good comments, seriously. Now, when you say it runs in families, we have a group today, siblings, you're all very brave sitting in here, who have had this in the family with their mother. And we've got, let me introduce you correctly. We've got Janine Dwyer, Kevin Walker, Jackie Thompson. Okay. Your mother, this is something that she went through, and you wanted to share a little bit about her story because you're going to honor her.
Yes. Thank you again for having our family here. Our mom was diagnosed with a brain aneurysm in the summer of 2020. It was a bit of a fluke, actually. She was having a routine CAT scan for another health issue at the time, so she had had no symptoms at that time. She did go in and have surgery. There were complications, unfortunately. But she's a survivor. She came home to us a couple months later. She does require 24/7 care and support now. But we did learn that it is part of our family history now. We are a group of four siblings, and we were all screened. And one of our siblings does have brain aneurysm.
Tell me about the screening process. Is it painful? Is it invasive? Is it something that you would just say, just do it?
I would say just do it. It was very simple.
Okay.
Luckily, we all shared with our physicians that new piece of our family history, and there was no hesitation in our experience on our physician's part to get us in for an MRA screening.
So, and you were going to be honoring your mother?
We are. We're going to honor our mom tomorrow evening at this event, and we are very grateful to Steve and his group, as well as the BA Brain Aneurysm Foundation, for all of their advocacy and support.
That's awesome. And I'm going to jump over to Jackie Thompson right now, one of the other siblings. You're all here in the office together. You're all getting along so well. I love this. Tell me a little bit about your take on what happened with your mom and everything.
So what happened is, after my mother was diagnosed and went in for surgery, I actually just had a regular physical scheduled. And my doctor, before I even finished telling her the story, was writing out the referral to have the MRI that night. We suspected that our mother's mother had a ruptured aneurysm, but it was never confirmed. Mm-hmm. But given the signs and the symptoms, my mom's, she rushed me right in that night. And then it went through all my siblings, and unfortunately, I was found to have an aneurysm. It's very small. I go for my scans every October. And as long as it doesn't grow, we're just going to take a wait and see.
So you don't have to take medication or anything, you're just watching it?
They're just watching it for now, yes.
Okay, well, that's brave. Now, Kevin, you're the brave lone brother in the group here. This is something that's also very near and dear to you because it's your mom.
It is. It has been a journey over the last 3.5 years, 4 years since the diagnosis. And it was a difficult decision for my mom to have the decision rather than living with what essentially would have been a ticking time bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the surgery, she didn't come out of it the way we had hoped, but we are certainly still blessed with the presence of my mom, and it's important for the grandkids to understand she was the matriarch of our family, and she was the glue that kept us together. And my mom and dad, she looked after him for 50 years, and it was his turn to step up to the plate and look after her. So we have a tight family, and certainly we have her to thank for that.
That's great, and it's good that your siblings have gotten together to spread the word here. Christine, I just want to jump back to you for a minute. If people are listening and thinking, well, what are the symptoms again? You know, they might not have been listening. We were talking earlier. What would maybe trip something off, like think, I think I might have something like that?
I mean, unfortunately, there are some vague symptoms, like headache, neck pain, vision change, that people can often just think it's a flu
computer,
or something. They're stressed from work or whatever. If someone has that worst headache of their life, they should seek attention immediately.
Okay.
But oftentimes we talk to people who've survived or lost someone that have had these more subliminal symptoms that people tend to just push aside, get through their day, but they are, in fact, ultimately, if they have the chance to be scanned, find out that it is an aneurysm. So the awareness and education is key. It's just the term brain aneurysm needs to be like heart attack and stroke. People need to know what it is, know the signs and symptoms, because anyone that we've spoken to, again, whether survivor or loss, when they had these more vague symptoms that could be related to another condition, it was always something a little different about it. They thought there might be something more, but just didn't get checked because, you know what, they didn't think they might have a brain aneurysm. And we're not trying to put fear into people, but again, to have the knowledge to know, you know what, if this is continuing, if it is different for you, you should go to the doctor.
Tell us your website again, people can go to.
It's bafound.org.
Have you found over the years that you've been doing this, has there been a movement forward that more people are aware, more medical providers are more willing to do it and pay for some of this stuff,
There's
too?
There's definitely increase improvement in awareness, education, and research, but still not enough, not nearly as enough as it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably the greatest thing with research is identifying a blood-based biomarker, so there could be a blood test for detection versus a scan, which would be more accessible and cheaper for everybody.
Okay.
So that's something that we're hopeful that will continue on the trajectory that it is.
Okay. And Steve Trifletti, tell us a little bit more about your annual event that you're holding tomorrow night.
So it's going to be a great event. It begins at 5 o'clock at Tavern the Wharf, that's Sixtown Wharf in Plymouth. We will have plenty of food for everybody to enjoy and a live band. And it's really an opportunity for people to network. You can network with local elected officials about the need for advocacy for brain aneurysm research and funding. There'll be an opportunity to talk to survivors, talk to also families who may have lost a loved one. There's information provided, and we hope that it'll be a feel-good experience for everybody who attends, and the ultimate goal is to raise awareness about brain aneurysm. We know we've made a difference over the years as we've done this. People have given us feedback, and so this year we're delighted to have the Walker family joining us and to honoring the mother of the children who are here today, and we look forward to having people join us tomorrow night. Anybody can show up and be there.
That's wonderful. And any of the, I would say any of the kids, you know, any of you folks want to add any final comments? Janine?
I'll just say our mom will be there.
Nice.
And we are very excited. We anticipate a great turnout of our family and friends who have been incredible supporters to us all during this journey. And we are very grateful to Steve and the foundation for all that they do.
That's right. And, of course, Janine here, one of three siblings with Jackie, Kevin, and Janine, all honoring their mom, Christine Buckley. We know you're from the Aneurysm Foundation. Of course, Steve Trifletti, regular guest here on WATD, and an activist, and really helping to spread the word about being careful and getting checked. We're going to put this whole interview up online, and so people can find out more. We invite people again. Time and place for your event.
Again, tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7, at Tavern on the Wharf, Sixtown Wharf, Plymouth.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
I'm Christine James. You're welcome. Christine James, 95.9 WATD. Back to you, Dan McCready.